T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, what a day here on the Dom Show. Big issues, big guests, and some of the most admirable figures imaginable. We had Bill O'Reilly on earlier. He's coming to town to do an event with us. Boy, I'd like to do an event with this guy, but he is in town today, continuing his mission, trying to tame and use all that money for good purposes with housing and urban development. The very own Dr. Ben Carson with us. Dr. Ben, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be back with you again.
Well, thank you, too. I know you have a lot of things out there you could be doing. Taking over HUD, though, I can't think of a better person. You were the choice, but I know it's got to be difficult work. All the money, all the stuff that seems to go down the drain to the average taxpayer. What have you found so far?
Well, I tell you, one of the things that's been most gratifying, it's taken them a very long time to, approve, my assistant secretaries, my deputy secretary, counsel, things of that nature.
Dr. Carson, back with us. You were saying something that was positive now. Assistant, yes.
Yeah, I was saying that the career people who've been there for 10, 20, 30, 40 years really stepped up to the plate, recognizing, their mission. And, we've been trying to rethink the way HUD works so that it's not just a matter of putting people under a roof, but it's developing them, particularly our young people, and because they are resources for our nation. And everybody's going to become either part of the engine or part of the load. The more people we make part of the engine, the faster we go, and the better able we are going to be able to compete in the future with other nations.
Well, I know today, and I know this place, Dr. Ben, and I think it's part of exactly what you're talking about, the Vaux Big Picture High School. You'll be coming to Philadelphia today, and as I understand it, it's more than just putting a roof over people's head. It's to build communities by promoting self-sufficiency.
Correct. And the thing I love about this concept with the Vaux School is not only is it being used for education, and most people know how I feel about education. I mean, that is the tool of freedom. If somebody is well-educated, they're very hard to manipulate, and, they basically write their own ticket. But this school is also being used as a community resource. So that, people who are not enrolled in the school can benefit, can learn about things that are available, the job market, can be prepared for things. And this is the way that we're looking at communities across the country as places that are nurturing and that can actually develop talent in our people. We want to bring in medical facilities because so many people who are disadvantaged use the emergency room as their primary care, where that costs 5 times more than it would cost to go to a clinic. Plus, you don't develop the relationships. You end up with stage 4 disease, all these things going on. All of this will actually save us money.
Well, also, I noticed that food stamp usage has fallen every month of the Trump presidency. So this is all a nationwide effort towards self-sufficiency, giving people the tools to have a hand up and to move forward. And it's all good news.
It is good news. And, a lot of people have kind of lost the incentive and the drive because things that have been going on for the last several decades have kind of taken those goals away from them. I was at a town hall meeting recently, and one of the ladies was just complaining about the fact that it took them so long to get her a 5-bedroom apartment. She had all these kids.
Bedrooms?
I mean, it was just amazing. But, from her perspective, that's where her mother lived. That's where her grandmother lived. And she's really not thinking about something bigger, something grander for herself or for her children. We want to reinstill that dream in people.
Well, absolutely. Now, I don't know if you saw this because these are lightweights firing away at you, but it is amazing some of the commentary on you
and other African-American conservative, black conservative. Chelsea Handler, comedian, calls Dr. Ben Carson a black white supremacist. It's hard to translate that. What do you think when you still hear this type of stuff, despite your accomplishments, despite proof of where you came from and what you've been able to do?
Well, I really don't pay those kinds of people very much attention, because if you get them on a one-on-one conversation and have them explain what they're talking about, they can't do it because, you know, it's just all propaganda. And, you know, so I don't really care about that. What I care about is results. That's always been the way I've looked at things. That's why my medical career turned out so well, because I didn't sort of listen to the people who said, well, you know, no one can do this. This hasn't been done. You know, forget about that stuff. And you know, that's why God blessed us with these incredible brains, so that we can sort out the things that are important, not be sidetracked by the peripheral garbage.
I've never asked you, even I've interviewed you about books, what was the biggest moment when you realized that, though? What were you about ready to do medically where that came to you, how gifted you were, and how much you had that dream of possibilities? What was it that really was the first time that happened?
Well, I think it was actually the case of a little boy from Georgia who had a malignant brain stem tumor. He'd been diagnosed with that. Seen multiple people. They all said, take the boy home and let him die. And, you know, they came to me and they said, you know, the Lord led us here. And I said, well, you know, that's all nice and well, but this is a malignant brain tumor. I can't do anything about it. But we had some various studies done. I finally decided just to biopsy it. It did come back as a high-grade glioma. It looked pretty bad, but the boy got better. He didn't get worse. And yeah, I kept studying the situation. I said, we should go back in there. And we went back in. And in fact, the tumor was outside of the brainstem. It was compressing the brainstem to the point where you couldn't see it on the scan. But that boy today is a minister.
Wow.
But the point being, you know, don't give up.
Absolutely.
As Winston Churchill said, never give up. Stick with your guns. Work hard. It's the same thing happened with some of the procedures that we worked on, one of which, you know, people said, you're crazy. And now it's a procedure that is used standardly around the world to save people's lives. You just have to be persistent. And the same thing with the way that we're changing the way that it works. Will there be resistance? Of course there will, because, you know, people don't like change. They want things the way they always were. And when you come in and you try to change the paradigm, you know, you're the enemy. But, you know, that will all go away when they see the results.
Now, I was unaware of this, Dr. Ben. Final area for you. You'll also be at the Veterans Multi-Service Center. I know this place. It's excellent. And that apparently is part of the continuum of care funding that comes from HUD.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, you know, the work that's been done here in Philadelphia with veterans and homelessness is spectacular. It's essentially ended veteran homelessness here. And that's, you know, not only HUD and the VA, but a number of nonprofits and faith-based groups and people who have of goodwill who've gotten together and decided to eradicate this problem. I believe this can be eradicated across the country, not only with veterans, but with our entire population. We have the ability to do that.
Well, Dr. Ben, enjoy Philadelphia. Thank you so much for coming in to preview this today.
Always a pleasure. Take care. Keep up the good work.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.